just along from the deep, the tidal barrier there in Hull is a highly practical piece of engineering designed to keep the city safe from floods, and indeed it does, protecting tens of thousands of households. But within the last hour or two, it's been transformed into a piece of interactive artwork for the City of Culture celebrations. And our reporter Claire Crooks has been there to witness the transformation.
We're on Humber Dock Street, where there's a new lectern which faces down Humber Street towards the tidal barrier. And you can probably just hear in the background, there's a local poet, Dean Wilson, who's currently reciting one of his poems. And it's appearing in lights on the side of the tidal barrier. Now, I've got co-curator with me, Andrew Knight. Andrew, tell me a bit about how you went about actually creating this.
Well, obviously, this is a work by the artist Michael Pinsky, and when we were curating the Look Up programme for 2017, we had a number of things that we were keen to explore about how artists would respond to working with the city, with the fabric of the city itself. And we're also very keen about looking at ways of encouraging people to think about the city in different ways, how they use the city. And in a sense, this work that takes an individual's speech and then transmits it in live time so it scrolls up the tidal surge barrier, I think it's a great metaphor for what's happening in 2017. This is about Hull having a conversation with the rest of the world and asking the rest of the world, and opening up that conversation to anybody who wants to join in.
Now, it's quite an unassuming plinth there. It doesn't look very technological, does it? But tell me a bit about the technology behind it. How does it actually work?
OK, I mean, it's quite sophisticated software that obviously from the microphone picks up your voice and translates that voice into text and then transmits it, you know, through various other IT protocols so that it scrolls as a light text along the barrier. That it has, I mean, it's a kind of, and it also obviously has some other protocols in it, so there's no point in trying to use offensive language. It understands there are certain words that we just don't want to see appear. Nobody enjoys that particularly. That's not about censorship. That's about being free and equal and making it enjoyable for everybody.
I was going to say, because anybody can actually come up and have a go, and it's not necessarily going to, you know, you can't tell people what to say, so that's interesting that there is some sort of protection, I suppose. That's not the right word, is it?
No, I think it's about a kind of civil behaviour. You know, this is in a very public space that's used by a lot of people at different times, and I think we all have responsibilities to each other as to how we enjoy and use that space. And I think the kind of messages that we put out, yes, it's about freedom of speech, yes, it's about claiming that space as public space, but it's also doing it in a responsible and friendly and respectful way.
And as the light fades here, I mean, it's shining bright down the other end of Humber Street there. But actually, earlier it wasn't quite dark, and it was still really, you know, visible and easy to read.
Yeah, we're really pleased actually with the level at which the lights are working, because effectively it is a work that's operating from sunset to sunrise. But you know, either side of that, clearly, you know, there's potential.
So anybody can use it any time?
They can certainly use it sunset to sunrise, and they can use it in any way. I think the exciting thing is going to be see how people use it. You know, who's going to make the first wedding proposal to scroll along the side of the tidal barrier? Who's going to come and say, I've just got a job? Who's going to be the one that says, it's my birthday? You know, it becomes a great place for people to celebrate life.
Claire Crooks reporting.